The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
The world is like a ride at an amusement park, and when you choose to go on it, you think it's real, because that's how powerful our minds are. And the ride goes up and down and round. It has thrills and chills, and it's very brightly colored, and it's very loud, and it's fun for a while. Some people have been on the ride for a long time, and they begin to question, is this real, or is this just a ride? And other people have remembered, and they come back to us, and they say, hey, don't worry, don't be afraid, ever, because this is just a ride, and we kill those people. Shut him up. We have a lot invested in this ride. Shut him up. Look at my furrows of worry. Look at my big bank account and my family. This has to be real. It's just a ride. But we always kill those good guys who try and tell us that. You ever notice that? And let the demons run amok. But it doesn't matter, because it's just a ride. And we can change it anytime we want. It's only a choice. No effort, no work, no job, no savings of money. A choice right now between fear and love. The eyes of fear want you to put bigger locks on your door, buy guns, close yourself off. The eyes of love instead see all of us as one. Here's what we can do to change the world right now to a better ride. Take all that money we spend on weapons and defense each year and instead spend it feeding, clothing, and educating the poor of the world, which it would many times over, not one human being excluded, and we can explore space together, both inner and outer, forever in peace. Thank you very much. You've been great. I hope you enjoyed it.
That was Bill Hicks. Bill Hicks, comedian, political comedian, which was a very, very hard thing to do. Because when you talk about politics, well, then you have people with opinions, they have their installed filters, and man, that stuff just ain't funny. That was one of the few comedians that were ever able to mix a political and religious message into a comedy routine just by looking at ourselves and having the ability to question. And more importantly, the ability to laugh at ourselves and our follies. Where would this world be without at least a little bit of humor? You know, we're not feeling real jolly right now, are we? There's a lot of problems, but I'll tell you, one of the tools that are being used against all of us is division. Division, division, division. To keep ourselves fighting amongst ourselves, so the bad guys can run out the back door with what's left of America. No. No. Not now. Not ever. We'll invite your phone calls today. I didn't plan on doing this show. It just came together as I was going along, which I have a tendency to do from time to time. Some people have told me, John, when you pull a show out of your backside, sometimes it's the best radio I've ever heard. 800-313-9443.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Here's Dr. John Mattson, a naturopathic doctor, and his views on Cartavite.
I would like to thank you, Don, for making my job so much easier, because your products just make it so simple, right? To fool around with a lot of exotic things that don't work, we can just put them on Cartavite and things start to work almost right away. I've had dozens of patients with heart problems who have corrected them. And what it's doing, there's so much garlic in there that has a yeast-killing effect. That yeast is a big problem in the gut, pushes the liver hard. It also has metal chelating effect. And most of the other herbs in there, I find that strengthen the arteries. They help to neutralize free radicals. Your remedy is as close to what we do in our program as you can get as far as one supplement goes. It's working on the gut. It's working on the liver. It's working on the arteries. What more can you ask for?
For more information or to order your Cartavite, call 1-877-928-8822. Cartavite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or tincture. Our website is heartdrop.com.
Every day, RBN's mission is to use our collective voice to spread truth and relevant information for daily survival against the growing erosion of our constitutional rights and the growing tyranny in our government. But truth, like freedom, isn't free. The truth is, RBN needs your support against the growing evil forces in our government that are moving quickly to bring our nation down. If you agree with the mission of RBN and one unifying voice, please stand with us by donating any amount you can afford. Your support will also help us launch a new elected representative network that will be totally listener-supported and commercial-free. To donate, visit republicbroadcasting.org, call 800-724-2719, or mail your donation to Republic Broadcasting, 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
MSNBC did a poll. It's on their MSNBC site. If you go to republicbroadcasting.org, they are doing a sampling poll, which is still open. And the question they put out, now, well, let me digress. The question they put out, do you support Arizona's tough new law on illegal immigration? And they have a little explanation under that question, pretty straightforward. In July, Arizona will begin enforcing a new law that requires law enforcement officers to check someone's immigration status if they have reason to suspect that he or she is in the country illegally. Do you think this is a good idea? Now, that was the question that was posed along with their little background information. And it was very simple. You could either say, do you think this is a good idea that Arizona is doing this? Yes or no. So when you clicked on your vote and submitted, this is what came up. Now, think about the people that are listening to Chris Matthews and Keith Olbermann and Rachel Maddow and the whole liberal set out there. Liberals bad, conservatives good. Really? Well, here is the result of the poll. Out of over 2.5 million votes cast, 2,544,153. I've not seen poll numbers this high before. the amount of people that took part in the poll, 95.9 said, yes, we think this is a good idea what Arizona's doing. This is a liberal audience. The amount of people that said, no, don't think it's a good idea, 4.1% of that was only 109,161 votes. So 2,544,153 people said, yeah, we think it's a good idea Arizona does this, and only 109,161 said, no, bad idea. Really? So, quick analysis, what's going on here? Ah, the old political paradigm shift, divide, Republican bad, Democrat good. Progressive, you know, we love everybody and we want to spend everybody else's money for people that are undeserving or whatever. Versus the new conservatism in this country, which is a joke. You know, I used to watch Terry Anderson mentioned Sean Hannity and the reach that he had. Well, remember the show Hannity and Combs, where Alan Combs would sound at times more conservative than his supposed antithesis on the set? I think that's one of the main reasons why they broke these two up, because the show had good ratings. Because what other show would bring in the liberal mindset and the conservative mindset as well into one venue? They had to split that off. I met Alan Combs, and I'll tell you what. And Terry Anderson said, hey, man, I'd like to sit down and have a beer with that guy. Now, when I was in New York during the Republican National Convention, I had the opportunity to meet, shake hands, and talk with Alan Combs. You know, there's the Mort Kondrakis, and, oh, boy, there's a guy that scared me. You don't see him much anymore. Talk about the eyes being the windows of the soul. Kondraki had no eyes, and he had no soul. But these were the people I was running into in the Fox News thing. And Sean Hannity popped out of his impromptu dressing room right next to Alan Combs while I'm standing there talking to Alan. And I guess Sean Hannity heard part of the conversation. He decided he was going to pop out, not half undressed, but not altogether for, you know, he wasn't prepared to go on set. And looking a little disheveled, and he come out with a smile on his face, stuck his hand out, and I just looked at him, and I said, hello, Mr. Hannity, and I turned around and walked away. wasn't interested in meeting the guy. I wasn't interested in talking to him, because I know what he is. I know what he represents. But personally, Alan Combs was a hell of a lot nicer than Sean Hannity ever was. So, at any rate. But there's your poll results. These are the people that went to this left-leaning liberal MSNBC to get their daily dose of unfairness and wealth distribution, got to do more of it, and, you know, these nasty conservative. The whole meanings of those words have been changed. They have been totally changed. Well, we got the phones open, folks. 800-313-9443. Like to hear from you today. Don't be shy. It's okay. Hillary Clinton. Do I want to get into this? How many more years must we... The producer's shaking his head. No, please don't. All right. We won't do Hillary Clinton. Okay. Got an email, and I had it posted on the site. And thank you for this. It's an email from a listener. The solicitation call from the ACLJ. Boy, does that... It's four letters, AC... Oh, no. ACLU. No, it's J. I'm sorry. Just wanted to pass on some information the listener put in this email to me. I just received a phone solicitation call, I should say, from the ACLJ, the J. Sekulow. They're looking for donations for a film they are doing about a nuclear threat that Iran poses against Israel and how important it is that we Christians stand together against Iran to protect Israel. They said it was imperative that this film is distributed. distributed all to all Christian churches by September 21st. They got a deadline. They're taking donations, and they're going to produce a film, and they're going to get it all. What's the date today? July 8th? Boy, that's going to be some slam bam, thank you ma'am, documentary production, distribution, and get everybody on board. Well, they're doing this because September 21st is the International Day of Peace. How ironic, the emailer says to me. This day was declared by the UN, by the way. They said that this film must get out to all Christian churches so they can get into the real truth about Iran. This is scary because the average Christian, unless they listen to your radio program, doesn't understand what's going on. I know because I was one of the average. Needless to say, I gave them a piece of my mind and told them that Israel was the fearmonger. By the way, I want to bring this to your attention. You've probably seen this 1,000 times. Never took advantage of it. And it's important that we know what's on your mind, your news tips, your stories out there. You know, we're not a multi-billion dollar operation and we got news hounds out there looking under rocks and scaring out the bad guys. We do the best that we can on the budget that this network has, which from the standpoint of the power of the network and the message, man, what we have done with so little for so long, you know the routine. You've seen it 1,000 times. On the upper right-hand corner, no matter where you click on, submit news stories and tips in our RSS news feeds. That's at the top, right underneath is the search engine for the web. But to submit news stories and tips, take advantage of that, folks. All you have to do is click on that little thing, and it'll take you to a page. Your name, your email, subject, and your message. And you can use this form or just send an email to tips@republicbroadcasting.org. There's stuff that you can do, folks. This is just another little avenue that you can take part. You see something that you feel it needs to be talked about or we should be made aware of. There's thousands of eyes and ears out there. Let's get the information in, and let's get it out. I was talking to, and thank you, David Kay, for sending this over. And he is in the gold and silver business. He's one of the suppliers that we use. Very nice guy. A lot of people out there, anybody that deals in gold and silver, well, they're just Midas, I want to hold everything and gather all the money I can and bah humbug. You know, you want a good deal, the hell with it. I'm going to maximize my profits kind of thing. David's not like that. Very personable, very amicable, very smart guy. Knows what's going on. And he sent this over to us. And this is, you know, another mechanism of the federal government just to serve you better. You know, it brings to mind, I mentioned old episodes of Twilight Zone, Rod Serling's Twilight Zone. Remember the episode where the aliens came down? Big, tall guys. One of the guys was played Lurch on the Addams Family. That was the main character of the alien. Big, huge. And they made him up. He looked kind of scary. But they came down. They were going to be benefactors to the human race. And we're all going to sing Kumbaya and all get along together. And, well, they had their own version, I guess, of their belief system that they were going to impart to the human race. What was the title of the book? To Serve Man. And what they ended up discovering at the end of the episode, and that nice how it was packaged in, To Serve Man was actually the cookbook. How to cook a human being and eat them. 800-313-9443. Ain't one of you damn people out there called. What's going up? What's going down? 800-313-9443. We'll be back.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-790-6293. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-790-6293 and be sure to click on our banner at www.republicbroadcasting.org.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Something else has come to our attention, and again, thank you, David, for sending this over. He said, everyone who sells or buys precious metals in any form needs to keep on top of this. He says, I'm a member of the ICTA, and the ICTA has been on top of this since our Speaker of the House, none other than Nancy, I really am a communist, Pelosi, made her famous comment that they would have to pass the health care bill so we could know what was in it. that's right. I didn't stumble on the words there. Yeah, they needed to pass the legislation, and after they passed it, you get to read it. But remember the promise that was made? Oh, we're going to make this all known before the vote's made, and then everybody will have a clear understanding. And I think they had, what, 3 days, 72 hours? And yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I believe Nancy. Here's an example of what this insane bill contains. It says, I have commented to several of you that I will be surprised to see this remain law, as it would severely increase record-keeping requirements for effectively every business. We've already had enough problems with our retail customers being gun-shy, providing too much information, talking about the people that buy gold and silver. If we have to issue 1099s for every purchase over $600, it's going to be a nightmare. David says, I'll keep forwarding any information I get on this issue and hope You can raise interest among your customers to write their senators and congressmen and tell them what for. And he's got the urgent ICTA update here. Supplement to Washington Wire, June 2000 edition. New 1099 reporting law includes all of your customers and suppliers. As of January, coming up, 2012, you will be required to report all goods and services you purchase in excess of $600, including rental cars, airline tickets, office supplies. I don't care what it is. If the purchase is over $600, 1099 on that form. Now, this changes the existing law to add reporting of goods, merchandise, and eliminate the exemption for corporations. Now, this new requirement applies to all businesses, not just coin dealers or people that buy coins. Now, don't confuse this with your current very limited 1099B requirement on certain bullion-related products. This is new and far worse. This is not merely proposed. This provision is already law as part of the massive health care reform act. What does reporting on this have to do with health care reform? We'll get to that. This 1099 reporting will include your wholesale transactions, since under this new law, corporations are no longer exempt. In addition to everyone you do business with from your home location, you will also be filing 1099s on things you purchase over the $600 threshold for coin shows, such as hotel stays, car rentals, and even convention extras you purchase directly from the show decorator, like carpeting, a safe, whatever. And he's talking more or less about the coin business and the things that they put on, coin expositions. Now, once you cross the $600 trigger point, you will not only have to file hundreds, if not thousands, of these forms, you will also have to collect all required tax ID and other information from every goods and service provider you deal with. As a reminder, a copy of the 1099 must be sent to all customers, businesses, and the IRS. And if you make a mistake, it's your business that is penalized. You know what they did with the IRS? Oh, you got to have a Social Security number. You can't work. They basically made business tax collectors. That's what they did. Well, now they're going Mach 3 with their hair on fire and steroids to boot. Now, why is the government doing this? The goal is to increase reporting as a way to raise $17 billion to help pay for health care reform. According to an article in the Washington Post, and I'm quoting the Post, the idea behind the law is simple. Research shows taxpayers do a much better job of reporting taxable income when they know the IRS is receiving information about their transactions. The ICTA will, of course, be fighting this, and we are currently working on strategy and coalitions with other national associations. While this is already law, we do have some time to fight before the implementation in January of next year. Representative Dan Lundgren, Republican out of California. Are there any Republicans left in California? I thought they were all stuffed and put in museums. Has introduced H.R. 5141 to repeal this new 1099 requirement. His bill needs the support, and every member of the House of Representatives should get on board. So we are going to stay on top of this. We are going to have the letter posted on the website that you can just download, and guess what? Just fire right over to your senator or your congress critter. And the deal here is, folks, that, you know, this health care reform is being challenged right now. They did it under the commerce clauses. Whoops, foul, can't do that, unconstitutional. So this means, and this is my assessment so far, if the new health care reform is challenged and done away with, well, if this is part of this bill, guess what else goes bye-bye? That's right, the new 1099 reporting requirement. Man, these people never sleep, do they? Bureaucracies, and just paid well and fed well and kept in their dark, dank holes, and they just keep producing bureaucracy, and more problems. More regulation. More. Well, take heart, folks. They're from the government, and they're only here to help. We'll take your phone calls right after this break.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
All right, as promised, let's go to the phones. First up, Guy in Arkansas. Hello. Hello, Guy.
Yeah, John, just waiting for the board out to key me in. Bob Chapman showed the show on Tuesday, sometimes. Yeah, it brings me into a dilemma because I got so many questions to ask him, and I got to be, you know, time restrained and respectful. So, one of the questions I wanted to ask him, but I thought the other question Tuesday was more important, is about this kill switch that the illegal alien criminal in the posing as president has got his finger on, or soon will be. This might just be a false, one of these trial balloon things, like that general says, oh, we dissolved the immigration problems, dissolved borders. That, I think that was also a trial balloon.
Well, let me interject because I wanted to bring this up when I was talking about Terry Anderson and his immigration thing. Barack Obama was quoted as saying that, look, we're not going to lock down the borders because that's going to interfere with the new amnesty plan. So, no, seriously, Barack Obama does not want the borders sealed because that's going to interfere with their plans of granting amnesty for all these millions of illegals now in the country.
Yeah, I only laugh at how pathetically true that statement is. It's so self-identifying.
Mm-hmm.
Well, can you imagine all of the lawsuits that would come up if this idiot threw the switch and killed commerce through the web, I mean, the lawsuits would be endless for people who actually have legitimate businesses going on, unless he could be so selective to shut off whatever radio stations or whatever media flows are out there, streams. It would have to be that detailed in order for not to harm the commerce and all of the money tax revenues that are generated through that. So that was basically the point I wanted to bring up. And of course, you know, I really hate to see you fly solo, you know, because you just don't deserve that. You don't deserve that loneliness. And John, just thanks a lot. Appreciate your programming, and I'll just drop off and let you continue with your show. Thank you.
All right. Hey, thanks a bunch. Yeah, the fix is in, folks. There's not going to be any tax revenues because everything is grinding to a halt. So that's necessarily going to mean that the federal government is going to have to step up with its more stimulus of this and that and monetizing the debt and the whole nine yards, going exactly as planned. And by the way, and thank you, Jeff, if you're listening to the program today, guy that contacts me by way of email and makes running commentary on what we're talking about and also gives me tips to go look at other things. I was talking with him today, and our topic of conversation was this Gulf oil thing. And there were some very interesting things that he brought to light today. Does anybody notice the color of this crude that's coming up? It's brown. What color generally is crude oil? Blackish, maybe with a brownish tinge to it. Where the hell are these tar balls coming from? The one we posted on the web yesterday, this 2,000-pound, one-ton behemoth thing? Well, it's kind of like an asphalt. So where's that coming from? It's not coming from the Deep Horizon well. It's coming from other places. You know, I had Lindsey Williams on the other day. And he said, you know, isn't it ironic? BP gets the oil rights. They used to operate the west side of the North Slope. ARCO, Atlantic Richfield, operated the east side. Atlantic Richfield is the ones that went in with the Gull Island, put the test wells in. Crap load of oil up there. They know what they've got in the ground. It's sitting there. Not being brought to market. We have BP take this extremely dangerous deep well drilling with a floating platform. Oh, there's a wonderful idea. And if you notice where Deep Horizon was, it was close enough. Now, that was in very deep water, at least a mile. But what was directly to the north and to the west, to the east, northeast, northwest? Oh, that's right, the Gulf Shelf, of which they could have put in the traditional anchored down oil well, slant drilled, not into the top of that underground oil volcano, but actually tapped into the side of it and bypassed what's right at the top. Yeah, there's oil coming out of them, that big black hole down there at the bottom of the Gulf, but also benzene and all the gases that are escaping. And thinking about what I said about this the other day, well, this is a big mama of oil deposit, but is it oil that's refinable? Because it is brown. Never seen any stuff like this before. Yeah, it's being aerated in the water column. It's coming out at such great pressure when it hits the water column. Yeah, but it's not black crude. And the suggestion was made that this is stuff that has not percolated enough. Kind of like what happens when you crush grapes. You take the juice, put it in a bottle. There's a fermentation process that takes place, and then you get your alcohol content. The sugar turns to alcohol, and, you know, if you leave it there too long, it ends up tasting like vinegar, and the whole process stops. Well, that's bad wine. But what is it about oil that makes oil oil? You know, we were led to believe for years and years and years it was the dinosaurs. Oh, yeah. So what, did all these dinosaurs go to one location and all die off in like this big, huge, multi, you know, tar pit? No, it's actually an abiotic process that the Earth is always constantly making supplies of oil. So what was the motivation? Some have said that, well, they had to go ahead with that well because they knew they were going into the Middle East. We knew there was going to be shipment oil interruptus. On April 20th, the information I received, on April 20th, the exact same day, the Deep Horizon kind of went kapoof. The Alaskan pipeline shut down. The people that have that bought the rights, and I don't know how this happened, bought the rights for the oil fields from Atlantic Richfield. On the very same day, they had to shut down the Alaska pipeline because it was, what? It was leaking. They did not do the due diligence on that pipeline. The very same day that BP shut that oil pipeline down was the exact same day that we had the Deep Horizon go kaflooey. Coincidence? No. Not any more of a coincidence that people put the puts in on their stock options. The operators of that well down there, Transoceanic, I think it's called. Yep. People that sold BP stock off. It was a little bit of inside information going on. So this is not resolved. Some are contending that this was a false flag operation, that they needed a diversion away from other things. And man, do they have a Mac. I mean, they might as well set off a nuke in New York City, man. Because this thing, many people, many scientists, many engineers are contending that this relief project just ain't going to work. And if BP had the inkling of that oil volcano down there and how much pressure was behind it, you would necessarily have not gone in through the top because it was likened to, take an example, analogy, a 2-liter bottle of Pepsi or Coke if you're into the cola wars. Some of you may even drink the cheaper brand, RC, but that's not the point. The point is, it's kind of like a shaken-up bottle of warm cola, and what's going to come out at the top is going to be the gas. And even though cola is kind of deep, dark brown, almost looks black, what happens when it comes squirting out of the top? Looks brown, doesn't it? Yeah. So why did BP go in the top of one of the largest oil reserves ever discovered? Rather than slant drilling into it, getting to the oil and bypassing those gases? It's a good question. The questions are still being asked, and there is a lockdown on the answers. Let's go to Lark in Texas. Hello, Lark.
Well, no more than the fact that it was British Aerospace that is somehow operating the HAARP facility up in Alaska. And what do I mean by that? It's what I've been trying to say to people since I've discovered this for myself, just by putting two and two together over the last 4 years, since I shut down my business and decided I had no incentive to open a business again.
Well, you might have had the incentive, but you wouldn't be dealt with fairly because you're going to be taxed and regulated, and you are in a very uncompetitive market to be a entrepreneur, making it very difficult for you to be a business owner.
Well, I consider that slavery. What they are imposing as the rules and regulations for me to engage in private enterprise is really not any fun. And it really, to me, is slavery. I mean, in fact, you know, this whole idea of I having to adopt some kind of a name that somebody else has handed me, and then they've defined that name in ways that suit them, I find abhorrent. I don't want to be an employee, and I don't want to be an employer. I've been both. Just because of the rules that are exacted on such a person. You know, we've been reduced as unit slave workers.
Mm-hmm.
Human resources.
That's right.
And I'm just, you know, I'm, I'd just as soon retire. You know, heck, I'll do anything not to have to play the government games just to get along. I mean, yeah, I used to be real ambitious, and I've hired lots of people, employed lots of people, and I've made employers lots of money in my lifetime. We're about the same age, but I have no incentive to operate a business in this kind of a business climate because I see what's coming. You know, this whole BP thing, and far as I'm concerned, whether it was an accident or not is irrelevant, but they're certainly using it as part of their depopulation agenda. And what's the favorite way to depopulate people from the most densely populated areas in the world, which is our coastlines on all the continents, is you defoliate, force the people off, herd them into cities, get them off the land, and deal with them, put them through the healthcare industry so that we can be poisoned to death or vaccinated to death or drugged to death. Or, enslave us to a paycheck so that we can actually serve the interests of the psychopaths at the top, whether in the healthcare industry, the legal profession. It doesn't matter. Any thoughts, John?
I was going to ask you, I made the statement here that the IRS made all businesses in this country part of the tax enforcement thing by requiring all people to get their Social Security number and present a valid card, whatever else. This thing with these
the problem is I'm an American and I'm not their subject.
Well, yeah, but in regards to this new 1099 reporting law, this is going to be used by the IRS for tax collecting information and being sent over to the IRS. It's going to put more of a burden. You know, I'd be happy to comply if they will send me down a representative of the government that's going to be in here every day working an 8-hour shift that's going to compile all this information and send it over to them. This is another unfunded mandate, an unfair advantage to businesses out there, but more importantly, what's really behind it is to be a tattletale for tax purposes. So to give the ammunition to the IRS, and I think that's against the Fourth Amendment, is it not? I don't.
Well, and it keeps employees at odds with their employers, and employers fearful of their employees that they'll get tattled on. And it's not a happy circumstance for either the employee or the employer. It puts them in conflicts with each other.
That's
and it
right.
forces them. It forces them to keep each other in check, and in effect, to enslave each other.
Well, and yeah, I mean, for years and years and years, even though the politicians will say, "Well, you know, the background, the real backbone of this country, rather, is really the independent businessman, and they employ most of the people." Well, who are they going after right now? They've got the corporations pretty well in hand. We have, and many people have said that, you know, forget the communism and the socialism crap. This is fascism. You know, the public-private partnerships, you know, just more and more and more and more control. What's really at root of this problem is a federal government that has forgotten who they're supposed to be representing under what law. And that's really what's at hand here. And Lark, you're more than aware, you've contributed, I've heard you on other programs, I think one of these days you should have your own program, but...
I hate technology, I don't trust it, and I also don't like the way that the data is being mined on the computers to control it, to control us. The computer itself is the ultimate tool of our own enslavement.
Yeah, but what if you had the opportunity to walk in the wheelhouse of Captain Smith, punch him right in the face, grab the wheel, and turn the Titanic to the right or to the left?
Yeah, I'd love it.
Well, okay, so just think of it that way. But the point is that we are entering an era in this country that everything is going to be managed and controlled by the Fed. And this is going to be the death knell for what's left of this country. They've already debased it, as you well know, Lark, by introducing the Federal Reserve. The IRS, that's there as a taxation mechanism to eat out your substance. You want to do business? Well, here's our little instrument, and this is how we do business. It's a debt currency.
Well, here's our real challenge, though, John. I would encourage you and your listeners, if they haven't already, listen to RBN, of course, Everyone knows that I'm a fan of this network. But especially Phil Pozderek's show last Saturday touched upon, I think, a fascinating topic, which really should be looked at very closely. And it's at a website called buildfreedom.com. The name of the article or this report is called The Anatomy of Slave Speak. Because I have been contending, and I know this has been true of my own life, after all, I'm human, I've made lots of mistakes, that this is in fact what I have been, have given myself into, is the, this idea that, I'm a slave and that whatever words are handed down to me, I must adopt as my very own.
Did you hear, happen to hear, Stephen Molyneux on, Ernie Hancock's show today?
I missed him. I'll have to check it out in the archives. I do enjoy hearing him.
Well, and this Stephen guy, I'm going to bring him up on the program. He couldn't do it today because he did Ernie for 2 hours today, but along that slave plantation mentality.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, the online store. It's a featured product.
Must be some kind of way out of here, said a joker to the thief. There's too much confusion, I can't get no relief.
Just go back to sleep. We're here from the government and we're here to help you. Yeah. Lark, anything else?
No, that's enough for today. I appreciate you allowing me the airtime. I always enjoy talking to you, John.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you.
By the way, I did get my letter from the FCC. Ooh, the Enforcement Bureau. And man, were they nice. They just included all kinds of other stuff in here. You know, I was sent a letter before, but they sent it to, well, it didn't have my name on it. And, well, I got 10 days to reply. And, oh, well, the good news is I'm going to reply. And, gee, let me see. I have 10 days to respond to this. Is that by the postmark date or the date that they have on their letter? Well, I'll have to get clarification on that. Unlicensed operation of this radio station must be discontinued immediately. You have 10 days from the date of this notice to respond with any evidence that you have authority to operate granted by the FCC. Well, there's the load right there. Well, I didn't go to the FCC for a license. And intrastate versus interstate? Well, that's going to be one of the questions, and I'm going to send them back a letter that was on their own letterhead that said that, you know what, we only deal with interstate, not intrastate. Well, so isn't this kind of fixed right from the, with any evidence that you have authority to operate granted by the FCC? Well, I'm not asking permission from your honors. I didn't ask it. You know, what they do is, you know, they come in, well, you're operating illegally. But wait. You don't have the authority to regulate on intrastate. Well, so you find folks that listen to 96.3, it may be up, it may not be. I'm actually going to call the governor's office. Because there's this thing going on. Have you heard about this? That, you know, states' rights and the authority not granted, or the authority that you granted yourself but really ain't legal or constitutional, and you got all these agencies to go out there and, well, make people comply. Well, I'm a compliant kind of guy. Who likes friction? Unnecessary friction in their life. So if you don't apply for their license and they have no sway or regulation over you, how can you fine me? Oh, I'm in violation of the FCC rules. Well, what rules are those? And what agency and, excuse me, what's your authority? That's the question they never, they're scared of that question. Because what they'll do is show up to confiscate your equipment because you're not in compliance with the FCC. Well, I'm going to contact the governor's office, and I'm going to get as close if I can't get in Rick Perry's office and do a little face-to-face with him. I think this is a state's rights issue, and I think there's other things that the FCC, there are loopholes and times of war or all that other stuff that, well, we'll just have to see where this goes. All right. That'll do it for us today. I don't know what's going on tomorrow, but I guarantee you it's going to be a bang-up Friday. Maybe I can get a hold of Stefan Molyneux and put him on the air. Very interesting program. If you didn't hear, if you were off listening to some other radio program between the hours of 11 a.m. and 1 p.m., well, you may want to go to the archives and listen to that program. I'm going to get Stefan on the air. And don't forget, call Pastor James Manning at 212-427-2839. We'd like to have him back on this network, and actually, we'd like to produce the show. We'll see you tomorrow. Thanks for being here today.
With recent